With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Happy to have you with us today. Wow, we have got a busy day. It's Election Day across America. And a couple of big races. We're paying very close attention to a couple of gubernatorial races in Kentucky and also in Mississippi. And the Mississippi race could get pretty interesting here, folks, based on the intel we're getting, boots on the ground. You've got the Democrat, who quite frankly sounds like a Republican, and then you've got Tate Reeves, the Republican governor, who's, depending on who you ask, has done an okay job, but not a fan of, I would say, the House Freedom Caucus MAGA crowd. But it's interesting because, you know, boots on the ground in Mississippi, you've got these MAGA people, and they don't like Tate Reeves. And I never have understood this, because Donald Trump just yesterday did a big event and did a rally for him, one of these virtual rallies, and did a great job. Trump's given him the endorsement, and so that ought to be good enough, but apparently it's not good enough for some of the MAGA people there in Mississippi. I'm curious to know, if you are listening to us in Mississippi, what's your issue with Tate Reeves? Why do you have an issue with your governor? I'm curious to hear that. Also, we're following some state house races in Virginia, which could really give us some indication of where the mood of the electorate is. And then in Ohio, There's an abortion issue on the ballot today. Voters in Ohio heading to the polls to watch or to vote on a proposal to establish a constitutional right to abortion. Now, so far, since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, every single pro-life initiative has failed at the ballot box, every single one of them. And a lot of these pro-life leaders out there are saying, you know what? We're not going to play politics. You will do as we tell you to do, and that's it. So we're not going to strategize. We're not going to have a strategy. We're not going to have a communications effort here. We are going to shove through the pro-life laws, and it doesn't matter if, you know, we get defeated or not. That's what we're going to do. You will do as we instruct you to do. That's what the pro-life movement is basically telling a lot of these Republican lawmakers. But beyond that, you have some pro-life groups out there that really are not pushing for a truly pro-life initiative because they need money, and they don't want to put themselves out of business. So we're going to keep an eye on what's happening in Ohio, and it's going to be a great big mess. I'm just telling you right now, folks, this is going to be a mess. If you cannot have a coming together and strategizing over the issue of abortion, and how do you address that? Because right now, it is not working for voters. Voters have been turned off by the messaging coming out of the Republican Party. So we'll be following those things. By the way, Senator Rick Scott's going to be here. Senator Ted Cruz is going to drop by. Senator has a brand new book out. Andrew Klavan is going to be here. And we're also going to be talking about a big event that I am the keynote speaker of. A big Reagan Day dinner coming up Thursday. So if you are anywhere in the West Tennessee area, you're going to want to pay attention a little bit later on in the program. Our telephone number, by the way, 844-747-8868. Again, that's 844-747-8868. I want to ask you a question. Have you been surprised by anything over the past, I don't know, month since the Israelis have fought back against the Muslim terrorist? Have you noticed something about the country? Because I have, and it is just ugly. It is just very, very ugly, this anti-Semitism that is out there. Have you noticed that? And at first I thought, if you would have asked me a couple of months ago, Todd, do you believe that, you know, there are anti-Semites? Well, maybe a few. I guess there are some people out there. There are others that are just jerks. But I think by and large, people are tolerant and people respect other religions, other people groups. I'm not so sure about that anymore. I'm really not. I've been stunned by the amount of hatred towards the Jewish people. And it is somewhat, it's troubling, but in some ways, it's frightening. Because when you see the massive throngs of people marching in the streets and the chaos that's been caused in recent days, you wonder what the hell's going on in our country, ladies and gentlemen? Where did we go astray? I will answer that question momentarily. But the rise of anti-Semitism and the level to which it has risen should alarm all of us. And it's very simple, very simple. I believe the level, all those people marching in the streets, and you see them, every single one of them, every single one of them, hear me now, every single one of them are not only anti-Jewish, but I believe they are also anti-Christian. Now, right now, they are marching in opposition to the Jews, but there will come a time, there will become an issue where they will be marching against the Christians. And when they say death to America, the Muslims, they're not saying death to the country. They want to kill all of us Christians. And you see, that's why you have so many people. And look, the people in charge in Washington, D.C., and this extends beyond the O'Biden administration. My apologies. The O'Biden administration, it goes beyond. It transcends all parties. Right. All of our leaders are terrified of the Muslims. They're terrified. And that's why you saw the administration coming out so forcefully. Remember what happened? They were out there. The Jews were the ones being slaughtered, right? The Jews were being raped. They were putting the little Jewish babies into the ovens and putting on the broiler. That was happening to the Jews. And you saw the administration, right? We saw the administration. KJP, how do you respond? We understand they're killing Jewish babies. Don't say anything bad about the Muslims. KJP, we understand that they're raping Jewish women. How dare you say anything bad about the Islamic people? How dare you? So it's always, the pivot is always back to the Muslims are the victims. That's how it is. And the reason why is they're terrified. We are dealing not with a political war. We are dealing with a religious war. That is what is happening right now in the Middle East. That is what is happening in the early stages right now in the streets of America. And the answers, and quite frankly, we need preachers in America that are willing to stand up and explain to the people of America what's really going on here. And we're going to get some of those guys on later this week. But we are living in some very, very dangerous times right now. But where is this coming from? Where is the anti-Semitism coming from? Are you having these conversations around the dinner? Are people literally sitting around the dinner table? Say, honey, how was your day? Well, those Jews. Are we having those conversations? Or I don't think we are. Something's not right. And I am even more so terrified of what is happening in our university systems, because I believe that they have been responsible for this. I believe our public university system is ultimately responsible for the hatred that we see out in the streets. That's where I think all of this is going. And I'm not sure we can stop this right now. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, a little closer to home, we have another story. And it's one that we need to talk about. It's from Nashville, Tennessee. And you know that, 8 months ago, a mentally deranged person who thought that she was a guy brought guns into the Covenant Christian School and killed three people, killed three children, three adults, six people. And then she was taken out by hero cops. She left behind a massive manifesto that has been hidden. The media not allowed to see it. And yet you had some very powerful people in Nashville, and some of them are members of the Southern Baptist Convention, the nation's largest religious denomination. Now, many of you know, some of you may not know, that I happen to be a Southern Baptist. So these are my people. And we got a problem in the Southern Baptist Convention. Unfortunately, we have a lot of woke leftists that are running the Southern Baptist Convention right now. Very bad people. One of them is in charge of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, the ERLC. And this organization has been leading the charge to silence critics who are out there saying, we need to see this manifesto. And we also understand the Southern Baptists have been leading the charge to get our guns. They want gun control in Tennessee. And our Republican governor is a squish. His name is Bill Lee. He doesn't like me very much because I call him a squish. But the reality is that Governor Lee jumped on this bandwagon to get the guns. And why is it? Well, Governor Lee and this this guy named Leatherwood, who runs the Southern Baptist Convention's ERLC, have very close ties to people in this church, in this Christian school. So they were not making rational decisions. They were making emotional decisions. And that's why they were going after the guns. But they were adamant that people not be allowed to see the manifesto. And why is that? Well, it's very clear, because once you see the manifesto, you understand what the motivating issues were. And the problem is those motivating issues, at least the ones we have seen so far, go against the very heart and the fabric of the Southern Baptist and the squish governor of Tennessee. Now, we talked briefly about this yesterday. Word came out that Stephen Crowder was able to get his hands on three pages, and it was very clear based on those three pages that she wanted to go kill white people. She had a big problem with white privilege. And you say, well, okay, well, why would the Southern Baptist Convention not want to talk about those things? It's very simple. Because right now in some Southern Baptist churches, they have embraced critical race theory. They have embraced this idea that Christian nationalism is a problem. This is the Southern Baptist Convention, ladies and gentlemen. And I know that that seems shocking to a lot of people, but if you're Southern Baptist, call in and you can let the nation know what's happening in your denomination. So now, and we're going to play some audio in just a little while. So now the Southern Baptist leaders are coming out, and they're condemning whoever it was who leaked these pages of the manifesto. And they're saying, how dare you? They are more upset. Now, hear me on this. They are more upset over the fact that the manifesto was made public than they are the transgender terrorist who opened fire in that school. Does that make any sense at all to you? Any sense at all? There's some crazy stuff going down. I mean, look, the Southern Baptist Convention, it has been infected with critical race theory, with wokeness. It is a great big mess. But I'm telling you, folks, even Facebook and YouTube refuse to allow postings on the manifesto. Do you see what's going on here in America? All right, we got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. And you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. 844-747-8868 is our number. Let's go to the phones here in North Carolina. Kirk is listening to us on our great affiliate, WSIC. Hi, Kirk. What's going on today?
Not too much. I was just up in Ohio visiting family this weekend, and I heard a strange commercial. It said, they came for your stoves, they came for your guns, they came for your trucks. Vote yes on issue one, or I think it's two, so you don't lose more rights. And then it said paid for by the Democratic Party. Well, not being up in Ohio, I was like, well, that's kind of odd, because that's what the Democrats came after. And it was then when I found out what exactly issue two was, and I'm thinking, what a weird way to put that commercial, unless you're trying to deceive people.
Well, of course they are, Kirk. That's the whole point. The Democrats are trying to deceive people. Look, it goes back to messaging. And the problem is the Republicans are lousy at it. So, yeah, I would expect for the Democrats to do something like that. And if you're looking at it from a strategy standpoint, it's a pretty brilliant idea, because the Democrats are counting on people voting on Election Day who are ignorant, and they haven't really been following the big issues of the day.
Well, no, but it is a good marketing if you don't care that you deceive people. But the fact that they're using the strategy, because they can't come out and say, hey, vote for this because this is what it is, proves that, I don't know, maybe they don't have a soul.
Well, yeah, I think we've been pretty clear about that on this program. Anybody who believes it's okay to kill a baby, I will say this. There's no way that you can be pro-abortion and be a Christian. There's no way. There is no way that you can be a Christian and be pro-abortion.
Well, you know that bill isn't just about abortion. It's got CRT and pronouns and all kinds of that kind of woke stuff wrapped up in it as well. Because I did a deep dive on it while I was up there.
Okay, and what's your point?
That even just saying that it's about the abortions is only being a half truth, because they're trying to push other things right along with it. So, I mean, even just saying it's abortion doesn't show how evil it is. I mean, I don't know if you can get more evil than that, but it's a whole bunch of evil wrapped up in a poop sandwich.
All right. Well, Kirk, appreciate the call, and thank you for listening. But again, folks, the issue is abortion. It is on the table. If you go to Fox, Breitbart, Newsmax, AP, New York Times, this is about abortion. That's what the race in Ohio is about today. All right, 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Folks, now is a great time to head over to PatriotMobile.com. That's PatriotMobile.com, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And I'm telling you, we hear from so many of you guys, you've made the switch and you're very happy with the incredible cell phone service that Patriot Mobile is providing you. without all the woke politics. And who doesn't want that in their life? So go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT, and they will be very happy to help you out. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Good to have you with us today. A lot going on. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile newsmaker line. Great to have with us Senator Rick Scott from Florida. And Senator, earlier in the show, we were talking about this horrible situation out in California involving this 69-year-old Jewish man who was killed in the streets of America, Paul Kessler. Looks like his crime was actually waving the Israeli flag. I know you've been pretty outraged by this.
You can't believe this is happening in this country. You sit here and think, we should support, you know, every Jew in this country. We should support Israel. And I can't imagine how anybody can support Hamas, which beheads babies. I mean, I just went to the Senate floor and proposed a bill that the House passed to provide Israel aid, and the Democrats blocked it. Like, what's going on in this country? I mean, don't we believe in democracy? It's the only democracy in the Middle East. Don't we believe Israel has a right to defend itself? Aren't we against Hamas? I mean, and this president wants to give money to the PLO and to Hamas. I mean, the PLO pays people to take Israelis and Americans hostage. They pay families if the Hamas terrorist is killed. I mean, they pay that terrorist family money. This stuff is crazy. What's going on in this country makes no sense right now for somebody that simply is waving the Israeli flag to be murdered on the streets of this country. It makes no sense.
Suspicious packages sent to four synagogues in Seattle, FBI investigating. That's coming out this morning. We've got a situation where a woman was literally spit upon, a Jewish woman here in America. A Jewish business owner came under assault in New York City. And Congressman, when you look at what's happening, people taking to the streets, and a lot of this, and maybe all of it, is coming from our nation's universities, both public and private. And you wonder, are they becoming incubators for Jewish and Christian hatred?
It sure looks like it. The president of the University of Florida, who used to be one of my colleagues, Ben Sasse, he put out very quickly after the attack on October 7th that he was going to protect the Jewish students there. And while you have a right to your free speech, you don't have a right to be violent. And every university is going to have to start standing up against this. I'm appreciative that there's donors now. They're saying they're not going to give money to universities that don't defend Jewish students. I'm supporting the businesses that said, hey, you want to go support Hamas? You're never going to work here. But here's what it's going to take. Every one of us has to stand up. Because, look, it's not going to stop with Israel. It's not going to stop with Jews. It's going to stop when we lose this country. What the left wants to do is they want to destroy our way of life. Russia wants to do it. China wants to do it. Iran wants to do it. North Korea wants to do it. They're all in cahoots to destroy our way of life. And if we don't stand up against them, if you're in this country and you're not an American citizen and you want to go support Hamas, get the hell out of our country. You don't have a right to be here. Get the hell out. If you don't believe in our way of life, go home. Now, if you believe that it's okay to murder a baby, to rape a girl and then burn her alive, to burn families alive, to shoot little kids in the head, I mean, I don't want you in this country.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Senator Rick Scott. Senator, tomorrow everybody's going to be paying a very close attention to Florida. You've got the big Republican presidential primary debate. Then you have this huge rally featuring President Trump going on at the same time. And I know that you're coming out and supporting, officially making it official, that you're going to be backing Donald Trump.
Well, let's look at when he was president, we had a good economy, we had a secure border, and we weren't at war. So I'd like to go back there. I want to go back to what it was like when Donald Trump was president. So the American public, if you look at all the polls, should say that, you know, they're on the same side. So I support President Trump re-election. But here's the bottom line. Everybody has a right to run. I think they ought to go run. If they want to run, go run. And we all get to have the right to vote the way we want. And then we all have got to come together and win next year. But I think President Trump's going to be our nominee, and he's going to be our next president.
What do you say to the Republicans out there who are not on board the Trump train just yet? My concern, Senator, is, you know, we don't want our own party to sabotage our eventual nominee. That's my concern, is that there's going to be some sabotage going on.
Well, you hope not. I mean, look at what Trump's gone through with all these lawsuits. I think we need to rally behind him, because the bottom line is it's not going to be just Trump. If we had another person that was the nominee, they're going to go after them too. I mean, they want to, you know, look, the Democrats, they want to win any way they can. And so we've got to all come together. Let's fight over ideas. And then let's all come together to make sure we win against Biden. Every one of these individuals running would be better than Biden. So I've never suggested anybody get out of race, and I'm not going to do it this time. But let's go run a race and talk about ideas of how we secure a border, build a better economy, keep our military men and women safe, and get back to a more peaceful world.
Senator, looking at some legislation that Senator Cruz and we're going to have the senator on, Senator Cruz on later today. Curious to get your take on this. He's introducing this comprehensive Hamas Sanctions Act, which will deny Hamas funding and safe havens. You know, it's insane to think that there are people in this country who believe we ought to be opening up our doors to a lot of these refugees. We can't even vet the people coming across our southern border correctly. I'm not sure we need to be going down that path.
Well, I want to thank Senator Cruz for doing that. I had the FBI director come and the Homeland Security Secretary come in and testify last week. And the last question I asked the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, says, are we safer than when Biden took office? And guess what his response was? He didn't want to respond. He sat there for a few minutes, and I'm sure in his mind he's saying, how do I not attack the president but be honest with people? Because we're not. We're not safer. I mean, they both acknowledge that we have terror cells in our country. They both acknowledge that they're trying to come into our country. I mean, we've had, over 6 million people come into our country, almost all unvetted. We brought in 70,000 people unvetted from Afghanistan. We've got thousands from Iran and Syria and Lebanon unvetted. They're in our country. And we don't know where they are, what they're doing. But what we do know is Iran wants harm to our country, right? Hezbollah wants to harm our country. Hamas wants to harm us. I mean, think about it. Iran. Death, they're chanting death to America. We know Russia wants to hate it and wants to hurt us. We know China wants to hurt us. So we all need to wake up. We need to secure a border. We need to stop. We need to stop this open border policy. And we've got to call people out if they're going to be anti-Israel and anti-Jews. We got to call them out. I mean, they shouldn't be working in this country.
I'm with you, Senator. And again, I think if nothing else, at the end of the day, for me, the big story here is the shocking number of anti-Semites we have in this country. We've got to do something about that. And we've got to, God bless the donors, these billionaires, millionaires that are cutting off the funding to a lot of these Ivy League schools. But I think all the rest of us who are given $100 or $50 a month, we need to be doing the same thing.
Absolutely. We all are in this together, and we all have to speak up. We all have to call hatred for what it is. It is hatred, and it cannot be happening in this country. We've got to support our Jewish community all across the country. I've got a big Jewish community in Florida. I'm going to be there. And by the way, when this happened, I was worried about this booth that my wife and I went to half a mile from Gaza. We went back in 2019, and a bunch of babies got beheaded there. People were killed there. It's disgusting that anybody would support what Hamas has done.
All right. Well, Senator, we're going to leave it there. Appreciate all the good information. Appreciate you standing up for our friends and our fellow Jewish countrymen. What a mess this is. And we're just glad you're standing up and doing the right thing.
It's going to get better.
All right. Senator Rick Scott, everybody. Senator, thank you.
Cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know. Streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us. Coming up, Senator Ted Cruz. I'm debating whether or not to share with you what happened yesterday. So, you know, many of you know that I fell, fell and did the whole face plant in downtown on one of the crumbling sidewalks. You know, the Democrats here in Memphis, they get elected, and I don't know what they do with all the money, but they don't use the money for what they should be using the money for. And I'm not saying that the mayor of Memphis, Tennessee is corrupt. Maybe he's incompetent, but I don't think he's corrupt. Who knows? Well, then again, the guy did arrange to sell a major piece of city property to a friend for $1,000 when it was actually worth, you know, about $1 million. I don't know. I've got no proof, but the guy is incompetent, and the sidewalks are in horrible shape. So anyway, I broke my ankle, broke my foot, had some tendon damage. And there was this pain in my leg that it would not go away. So anyway, I was getting a little bothersome because it's hard to get up and down and move around. So my orthopedic guy, who's a great American patriot, said, well, why don't you swing by after the show and, we'll give it a look. I don't like how this sounds. So I go over there, get the x-rays, and have you ever just had one of those months, really one of those years where it's just, you know, it's can we get on to 2024? I think 2023 is that year. So anyway, it looks like I may have a little crackage there in the hip joint. So they're looking, this is crazy. I told somebody I wasn't a hip guy, but come on. So anyway, so they gave me some medicine because he was like, "Man, you have been in pain." I'm like, "Yeah, I've been in pain for a while." He goes, "Well, we can fix that." And so, anyway, Dylan, turn your microphone on. So they gave me some drugs.
Oh no!
So I had to go and pick them up at the Germantown Pharmacy. My favorite. It's kind of like Mayberry. That pharmacy is like Mayberry. You know, you can get your drugs there. They have great food. There's this these two great ladies, and they have a little catering business called Oh Great, G-R-A-T-E. Yeah. And they have the frozen meals. So I go there, I get my drugs, and I get supper.
That's a great business idea.
Oh, and they have the Virginia. I don't know what it is with the Virginia peanuts, but they have those crunchy Virginia peanuts.
Mm.
Best peanuts in America. They're very crunchy. I just like a crunchy peanut. Anyway, I digress. So I'm not sure what they gave me, but I took the pill, but I may have taken it too late. So I am still groggy. Like now, it's I asked you to go down. I had to get some coffee.
Yeah, that fuels the station. But today's a little extra, huh?
Wow. I will say this. I feel no pain. So technically, I guess I'm doing the show under the influence today.
Well, as long as it's working.
Just wanted to be honest with people. I'm, you know, the voice is a little shot this week because of the weather, and so it's we're bringing up the best show we can bring to the crowd today. Mm-hmm. So now they're saying they may have to stick a couple of screws in there. That's where you don't want to have a screw loose there in the hip. That's what I understand.
Nope.
That's not good. So anyway, all that to say, the mayor and I are going to be having a conversation because this is insane. Fix the blasted sidewalks. By the way, somebody told me, somebody sent me a message. They said, you're not going to believe this. I was downtown in Memphis and I saw a woman, a young person. And this is what's so bad about it is they didn't want me to feel bad because everybody thinks I fell down because I'm not young. You know, I'm 55, 56, I think. 57? I lost track. Anyway, they said, oh, no, yeah, Todd, we saw some. There was this girl, and she was real young, and even she fell down. Well, that makes me feel a whole lot better. So anyway, that's the story of my life. I really should complain about it. I feel like I would just want to share with you guys, you know, hey, here's kind of what's going on. Anyway. 844-747-8868. All that to say, I'm on drugs today. I'm a little loopy. It is what it is. This story we've got up on the website from Sacramento, California, my old stomping grounds. The high school there, Bella Vista High School, they had homecoming, and they had a parade, a homecoming parade. And the homecoming parade features a cops and robbers theme. So each class gets to decorate a float, and then they parade the floats around campus. So the junior class, they decided to do a cops and robbers theme and won. It's a pretty nice parade. We got the picture of it over on the website. But there's a problem. The student body, the makeup of the student body at Bella Vista High School, 2% black. Turns out that the cops in this particular parade float were of the Caucasian persuasion, and the robber was not. So the black student union is very upset, and they're saying this is stereotypical, and they're demanding action. The school's now apologizing. They're very sorry. They're sending all the teachers, I kid you not, folks, they're sending all the teachers to sensitivity and racial diversity training. So the black student, and by the way, the local NPR affiliate there in Sacramento, they literally in the headline called it a racist homecoming float. So what is racist about? So here's the only way this float could be considered racist is if they actually got up there and made an announcement that they were going to dedicate this float to the fact that all black people are criminals and the only good people in America are white people. That would have been racist. I get that. But the idea that you're just going to have a bunch of kids getting together, and I can promise you that race did not factor into any of this. I guarantee if you bothered to ask the kid, he probably would have said, well, I'm the guy that wanted to be the bad guy. And you know why everybody wants to be the bad guy? Because they have more fun. Their roles are more entertaining. I really don't think the junior class at Bella Vista High School was trying to send some sort of a political message that all black people are criminals and that orange is the new black. I don't think so. I may be wrong, but I don't think so. Anyway, the NPR affiliate literally called it a racist homecoming float. Your tax dollars at work, America. So anyway, all that is, this is a big nothing burger, but it's caused all sorts of great controversy in Sacramento. And now, ladies and gentlemen, they have great racial strife. When, in fact, it was a freaking homecoming float. And it was a very nice float. But this is what critical race theory looks like in practice, right? Something as innocent as a homecoming float turns into some sort of a big racial apocalypse. And now all the teachers have to go to inclusivity and equity training. And this is what the left does. They literally just suck the joy out of life. You can't even enjoy a lovely homecoming parade. You just can't do it. They will not let you do it. Maybe I need some more drugs. All right, 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Coming up, Senator Ted Cruz is going to be here. Got a brand new book out called Unwoke, How to Defeat Cultural Marxism in America. Also, Andrew Klavan is going to be here in a little while. And for the big Newsmax show, coming up at 3 o'clock Eastern, Congressman Barry Moore is going to drop by. All right, stick around, everybody. This is the Todd Stern Show.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, redballoon.work.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. I want to play some audio for you. So there's a big controversy over this manifesto of this this Nashville shooter, the transgender woman who shot up the Christian school in Nashville. And a lot of people are saying, well, we need to see the manifesto. And then others are saying, well, no, we don't need to see the manifesto. We don't need to know why this person did what she did. We need to just move on with our lives. So there's a guy named Brent Leatherwood who heads up the ERLC. That is a lobbying wing of the Southern Baptist Convention. And so this guy, I don't know, he's got connections to the school, and he is now becoming the de facto talking head around this whole story. And he is enraged that apparently several police officers leaked the manifesto. So the local police in Nashville, they were more than happy to get this information out there. But the federal government and the Southern Baptist Convention did not want you to know why this person shot up the school. I have a question. Do you have a problem with that? Do you have a problem with the fact that you've got a religious denomination out there that has so much power and so much influence that they will wield that power to stop you from knowing why this person really opened fire? And so according to the documents that were leaked to Steven Crowder, and by the way, two cops about to be fired over this, apparently they sold the leaked pages of the manifesto. Anyway, according to the manifesto, we know why this person shot up the school. It's because she had a problem with white people. She had people with what she called crackers. I prefer to be called Saltine American, but I don't take great offense at that. But I want to play this audio, cut number 6.
And lastly, I want to speak directly to the person who took these images and released them. You are a viper. You're a member of the law enforcement community. And you have released evidence that was gathered in our most vulnerable moment. You have now allowed this woman who terrorized our family with bullets to be able to now terrorize us with words from the grave. How could you? What kind of a person does this? I've had a number of conversations today with Metro Police, the TBI, others. Metro has assured me that this is a felony. That the person who did this would be brought to justice, it would be arrested, and that absolutely has to happen. And the vast majority of our police officers have obviously on that day shown incredible bravery, and since then they have shown incredible kindness to us. And I am so thankful for those police officers who have waved at our children, who have said how grateful they are for the prayers that our families have prayed for them on so many nights. And so this doesn't reflect you in law enforcement, whether it's Metro, TBI, or some other member of law enforcement. This is not you. This is someone who is in your midst. So I just want to say to that person, I will commit to praying for you. Now you will reveal yourself so that justice may be done. And in the Christian life, repentance is key. Repentance means that we turn away from our evil ways.
This guy's a nut job.
And I'm praying that's exactly what happens here. This individual will turn from the evil that has been perpetrated on our families and realize the wrong that they have committed. And my hope is, my earnest hope, is they will find renewal in a person called Jesus Christ, who we at Covenant, at Woodmont Baptist, and it's so many of other of our churches around here that have been praying for our families, for our children, know to be the truth. That He is the way, the truth, and life. And for this individual, even though I believe justice must be done in this moment, that is the way he will truly be set free.
All right. That guy's a lunatic. But he's one of your big Southern Baptist leaders. I know the Catholics have problems, but I think the Baptists have worse problems. So did you hear this guy? You're a viper. You're a viper. You're just evil. Did you? This guy, the anger, the contempt, it was not for the person who was responsible for killing everybody. He is enraged that the police would dare share this information with anybody. Now, look, let's get real for a moment. Can we just get real for a moment here, folks? The reality is, don't we have a right to know? Don't we have a right as a population, as taxpayers, don't we have a right to know the motives of this individual? Because, by the way, this guy, he's a viper. So that guy is turning around and he's using the attack to advance a political, we got to get the guns agenda. So wouldn't you like to at least know what the true motive was? Like, for example, George Floyd. We now know that the actions of the police officers, which, by the way, you can agree or disagree or whatever about that, but the actions of the police officer did not cause the death of George Floyd. That gets overlooked. Nobody wants to talk about that because that wasn't a part of the official narrative. BLM needed a reason to go out there and burn down city streets. And they got it. So I'm just saying, aren't the Southern Baptists, aren't they the religious denomination? They're out there saying the truth will set you free. Do they still believe that? I mean, this guy, he's your leader? It's all very odd. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stern's radio show. Happy to have you with us today. terrible story out of Los Angeles. And I want to get to that. This is bad, and it's only going to get worse. We were talking to Senator Rick Scott about it just a little while ago. There was a gentleman by the name of Paul Kessler, 69 years old. He's a Jewish man, and he was out at a protest on Sunday, and he was waving a beautiful Israeli flag. This happened in Ventura County, and we have the video and the last known photo of Mr. Kessler alive. So we have video of the aftermath. So there were there was a protest, and a lot of Israeli or pro-Israeli people were there. Jewish people were there. Christians were there. And then the pro-Hamas crowd shows up. And one of the and according to the reporting of Fox News, a lot of these people were screaming. They were yelling at the Jews. And they were screaming Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, over and over again. And that's those are normally the words you hear right before something either blows up or somebody gets their head chopped off. I didn't say all the time. I said normally. When you're talking about the terrorist attacks, those are the words you hear. And in many cases, if you're a Christian or a Jew, those are the last words you hear. So, yeah, I know that's politically incorrect, but it's true. So anyway, somebody was yelling Allahu Akbar, and the next thing you know, Mr. Kessler was attacked, and the scene was pretty horrible. They believe he was hit on the back of the head multiple times by a megaphone. There was a lot of blood, and I would caution you, again, the video's on our website. It's pretty graphic, but it is what it is. He was rushed to the hospital and he died. They say the attacker was holding a Free Palestine sign and was wearing a Palestinian flag. And that's all we know. So far, no arrest has been made. Police say that they believe this could be a hate crime. The mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, issuing a statement, "We mourn the death of the Jewish man who died after being injured during a protest. As details emerge and are confirmed, we stand resolute in condemnation of violence and anti-Semitism. This death is a blow to our region at a time when tensions continue to rise worldwide. We must redouble our efforts to ensure violence and hate are met with accountability and consequences. Los Angeles refuses to harbor this hatred." You know what's missing here? Where is the condemnation of the pro-Palestinian crowd? Where is that? The Jewish Federation of Greater Los Angeles wrote on social media that the pro-Palestinian protester did, in fact, throw a megaphone at Mr. Kessler. 69-year-old American man, dead because he's a Jew. Did you think something like this could ever happen in America? According to Fox News, the pro-Palestinian protesters could also be heard shouting Allahu Akbar. What a terrible thing. The Jewish Federation writing, "Violence against Jews has no place in civilized society, and they're not going to tolerate violence against the Jewish community and will do everything in their power to prevent it. My recommendation, Jews of America, go and engage your Second Amendment rights. Go out there, get yourself a gun. Learn how to use it. Be ready to protect yourself and your family." Congressman Jerry Nadler, the Democrat from New York, writing this, "The explosion of anti-Semitism has turned deadly." He says the attacker was a violent and anti-Israel protester. So not only is this a hate crime, it looks like it's a terrorist attack in Los Angeles. By the way, Seattle, four synagogues in Seattle, Washington, the suspicious powder, threats made. I'm telling you, folks, it's getting bad out there. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. If you're a Jew, get a gun. That's what I seriously. Over 100,000 Israelis lined up to get guns. Because, by the way, Israel's strictest gun policies in the Middle East, I would encourage the Israeli leaders to take a very long, hard look at having a come to the Lord moment, a come to Almighty moment, if you will, on this gun issue. They've got to be able to allow the Israeli people in their homeland to protect themselves. It's very simple. All right. I want to play this audio. This is Donald Trump, Election Day, by the way, in Virginia and Mississippi. President Trump throwing in with Tate Reeves, cut number 8.
Crooked Joe Biden is absolutely destroying our country. He threw open the border. He wrecked our economy. Inflation is a disaster, and everything else is just more expensive. It's not good. Now Joe Biden wants to put his candidate, and this is his candidate, Brandon Presley, in as Mississippi's governor. The citizens of Mississippi must not let that happen. Joe Biden's people are funding Brandon Presley's campaign. They own him. He'll do whatever they want him to do. So vote to reelect my friend, Governor Tate Reeves. He's done a fantastic job. The radical left maniacs who are attacking me are also after him. I'm asking you to make time to vote. Go out and find that time. You got to vote for Governor Tate Reeves. He fights for the people of Mississippi, and he has my total and complete endorsement. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. Well, that's good news for all you folks there in Mississippi. The Democrat, the guy says that he's pro-life and doesn't support medical mutilation surgeries. I'm not sure. Is that enough, ladies and gentlemen in Mississippi, our Mississippi listeners? Is that enough to convince you to vote for a Democrat? I don't know. You know, I mean, again, if you're going to be pro-life, hey, good for you. Jim Jordan coming out with some very disturbing information. Have you heard about this? Late yesterday, Jim Jordan announcing that the government colluded with big tech and the mainstream media and universities to silence conservative journalists and conservative commentators. All of this happening before the 2020 presidential election. Jim Jordan says that their investigation discovered that these universities and big tech worked with the federal government to spread disinformation. Something called the Election Integrity Partnership. And they closely monitored and censored Americans' speech during the 2020 election cycle. According to an interim staff report, the government and universities pressured social media companies to censor true information and political opinions. And get this, even jokes. I mean, they're playing hardcore. The pressure was largely directed in a way that benefited one side of the political aisle, which was the Democrats. Among the targets, Newsmax. And it wasn't just Newsmax. It was President Trump, Congressman Thomas Massie, Marjorie Taylor Greene, former Speaker Newt Gingrich, our good buddy, former Governor Mike Huckabee, Charlie Kirk, Molly Hemingway, Michelle Malkin. This is ugly stuff, folks. Ugly. But this is what the left does. This is what they do, ladies and gentlemen, and it is not a pretty thing. So we've got the story up at ToddStearns.com. They even flagged parody accounts. I'm telling you, the Democrats have no sense of humor. None whatsoever. They were using an organization called NewsGuard, which is run by a radical leftist by the name of Stephen Brill. And these people are evil. Evil. They are the number one fact checker at Facebook, at Meta. And they are also well-known Democrat Party activists, and they have received millions of dollars in your tax money to silence conservatives. So they're literally getting taxpayer-funded grants to silence conservatives on social media. And this is one of the reasons why we promote our newsletter so heavily, ladies and gentlemen, because they just censor our material. Permanently banned from YouTube, by the way. And you know why? Because I shared a speech that was delivered by Donald Trump. And YouTube said, that's it, you're gone. You're not allowed to share, you're not allowed to post speeches by Donald Trump. It's crazy. We tried to appeal denied. So there you go. So we've got our own website. It does pretty good, actually. And you can go and check it out. You can download our free podcast. You can sign up for our newsletter. We send two a day now, one in the morning, one in the evening. I would encourage you to check it out. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. People, welcome back. Good to have you with us. Apologies for the voice again. I thought I was going to be up. It's been difficult. I want to play an audio, an interview we did earlier this week. Laura Trump joining us on our Newsmax TV show. By the way, Senator Ted Cruz got pulled into a vote, and so we will reschedule the senator for tomorrow. But I want to play this conversation we had with our good friend Laura Trump. To you, everybody. Welcome back to the Todd Stern Show on N2. You have seen my next guest on so many awesome Newsmax programs, and she is a great American patriot. By the way, she also hosts an incredible podcast as well called The Right View. Laura Trump joins us. Hey, Laura, how are you doing today?
Hey, Todd. I'm awesome. Thanks to you for having me back on. Always great to be with you, and happy Friday to everybody.
Absolutely. Laura, a lot going on in the 2024 election. You know, I think it's interesting when you look at the polling data out there, the former president, your father-in-law, continues to climb in the polls. And I'm curious to hear from you. Why do you think that is? What is it that's resonating with the voters and President Trump?
Well, I think it's kind of amazing to see, first of all, how much he's really had against him, you know, and I think the attempt to smear him has been very obvious to a lot of people for a long time. And I think it kind of made people sit back and say, well, why? Why are they putting all of their resources against this one guy? What is it that is so dangerous to the establishment, to the swamp about Donald Trump? And I think that gave people a lot of pause in and of itself. But then on top of that, you have to really look at where our country is and honestly how far we have fallen in such a short amount of time. I think anyone has felt on different levels across this country, no matter how much money you make, the impact of inflation. We all know that you go to the gas pump now and it's around $4 a gallon to pump gas versus $1.87 when Donald Trump was president. I think we look around the world and we see with the exit from Afghanistan how weak we started to look as a country. We look at things like the Ukraine-Russia situation probably would have never started if not for a weak president making bad decisions in office. And I think people really remember, because it really wasn't that long ago, Todd, where all of these things were very different. And I think the ante got upped, especially for a lot of people who maybe never thought about Donald Trump in a positive way until this horrific situation in Israel took place. And I think it made people sit back and say, whoa, wait a minute. You have actual Democrat leaders in this country who are supporting a terrorist organization, who went in and beheaded babies, who killed Holocaust survivors, who kidnapped men and women from a music festival.
That's right.
This is horrific stuff. And I think that people realize how much, and every day it gets even more and more obvious, how much better off we were as a country with Donald Trump as president. And I think they're ready to vote for him again.
I thought it was there have been these defining moments so far, even in the early stages of the campaign. And I thought one of those, Laura, was over the weekend in Las Vegas when President Trump was talking to the Republican Jewish Coalition, and to see the reaction that they had to him and the forcefulness of President Trump talking about how we're going to kick the jihadist out of our nation, the people that are out there wanting to blow all of us up, and the affirmation that we are going to stand by the nation of Israel, that is the kind of forceful, determined leadership that has been missing, not just on the national stage, but quite frankly, the international stage.
Well, that's right. You've seen the current president, Joe Biden, waffling, really, between how he feels about Israel, how he feels about Hamas, ceasefire, maybe no ceasefire. You've got to be definitive in this, and you have to stand strong with our closest Middle Eastern ally. And honestly, you've not seen a president who has been working with Israel really in many of our lifetimes than Donald J. Trump. I mean, this is the guy who did what everyone said they would do. Every president before him promised to do it and never did. Donald Trump moved the American embassy finally from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, recognized the Golan Heights for Israel, was in lockstep with everything Israel did. And no one in the Middle East even dare try to step out of line when it came to Israel, because they knew that they had the backing of the United States of America, that we were there as their ally as well. And so I think people in this country are horrified what we have with what we've seen happen, obviously in Israel, but the response to it as well here in the United States, the lack of response initially, right. I think, from the White House, the way that you've had so many Democrats across this country seeming to stand up and say, well, they kind of deserved it, or I don't know, maybe we don't side with Israel. You can't have that. You cannot have people spewing anti-Semitism like we've seen happen all across these college campuses. You have now armed guards at synagogues across the country because Jewish Americans are fearful for their lives. They need to know that they have a president who has their back, who has the back of Israel, who will stand strong with them. And there is no question when it comes to Donald Trump on whose side he is. He is standing with Israel. He is standing with the Jewish people. He is there saying, I will be there for you. I will fight for you. I will protect you. And that is what people are wanting to hear.
And yet, Laura, we've got the administration, and they're carting out Kamala Word Salad Harris, our vice president, to announce initiatives to fight back against Islamophobia. I mean, we're having babies literally being baked in ovens in Israel right now at the hands of these terrorists who are Muslim terrorists. And yet you've got the administration saying the bigger problem we've got to deal with is making sure we're nice to people of the Islamic faith.
I mean, it is so insulting, I think, to every Jewish American. And I hope people are waking up and seeing this for what it is. Here you have a situation, as I just explained, where if you live in the United States of America right now and you are Jewish, you are afraid to wear a Star of David around your neck. You are afraid to wear a yarmulke. You were afraid to go to synagogue because you were fearful for your life right now. And what does this administration do? As you said, they trot out probably the worst representative they possibly could, Kamala Harris, a person who we know did not have the qualifications for this job, who was chosen solely based on how she looks, insulting to every woman out there, should be insulting to every person of color out there. But there she was talking not about protecting our Jewish citizens, not about standing up in the face of anti-Semitism. Islamophobia, are you kidding me? It is so ridiculous to see how these people operate. It is just an attempt to score points with their radical left-wing base, because those are the people who are calling for harm against Jewish people. Those are the folks standing up and chanting death to Israel. Those are the folks who are supporting these Hamas terrorists and thinking that what they did was warranted and
That's
justified.
Right.
It is disgraceful. And to see that pumped out of the United States' White House, the highest office in the land, are you kidding me? I mean, it couldn't be more insulting and just more ridiculous at a time like this.
All right, Laura, we've got to switch gears here. And I've got to ask you about this. What's up with Ron DeSantis and the boots? What's going on there?
Well, it started with the white boots. Remember, you had the white boots?
Oh,
when
he was
touring, I think it was
yes.
a disaster zone, so we'll give him that. He had those boots, and now he's got these other boots. And look, I don't know. I'd have to get a closer look at them, to be honest with you, Todd. Some say that it could be to give him a little height boost and to make himself look a little taller. Now, no shade, whatever you got to do, you got to do. But if you do that, you better own it. And so I think it's kind of funny to see how he's kind of pushing back. Oh, no, nothing to see here. They are very high, and if you watch him walk in these, he doesn't look especially comfortable. And ladies out there understand what this is all about, because once you wear a high-heeled shoe for a certain amount of time, Todd, it does start to mess with your gait just a bit. It is very challenging to wear all day long. So I'm going to imagine if he's on the campaign trail sun up to sundown, like, you know, a lot of politicians are, yeah, it can wear on you to wear those high heels. So I don't know exactly what the story is, but I would suspect that if he's walking kind of funny, it might point to the fact that there are actually a little bit of a lift in those boots.
Laura, nobody wants a commander-in-chief with floppy boots. That's just the way it is. Nobody wants to see that. Can we talk about your podcast for a moment? I think the most stunning thing I have seen in a long time is The most recent podcast, you were weighing in on Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits. That's my jam right there, Laura. Uncle Walt and the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Oh, it's so fun. By the way, they're delicious. I don't even want to know how they make them.
No, you don't want to know.
It'll somehow impact my enjoyment of them. They're amazing. Yeah, there was a woman who decided to get some clicks, I'm sure, on TikTok, and she posted a video about how you get the best value out of an all-you-can-eat a shrimp bowl at Red Lobster, and it turns out you have to eat at least two to get the value of your money. Now, if you eat up to 15, she said, you will be paying something like $1.78 per bowl. I don't know why you'd want to gorge yourself to that level, but okay, if you're into it out there. But yeah, then we had to get off on a tangent about the Cheddar Bay biscuits, because I think they're amazing. And if you haven't tried them, I'm going to tell you, you're missing out. And oddly enough, Todd, when my husband and I first started dating, we kept telling each other that we were going to go to Red Lobster. And I'll tell you what, 15, almost 16 years later now, we still haven't been. So now you're prompting me to tell Eric Trump tonight that where we'll be going to dinner will be a Red Lobster in our area. So now I have to look it up and figure out where we're going to go.
Bring along your father-in-law and he can pick up the tab. It can be a whole family there around the Red Lobster.
That would be a reception. That would be probably a first in a Red Lobster, but we'd love to make that happen. We'll let you know.
All right. Folks, therightview.com is the podcast. You got to check it out. Laura, always good hearing from you.
Thank you, Todd. Great to be with you.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. A great interview with Laura Trump. By the way, you can watch that video over on our Rumble channel. So just search for Todd Stearns on Rumble, and you'll be able to watch the interview we did with Laura Trump. Coming up in just a little while, we're going to be talking to our good friend Congressman Barry Moore. He'll be joining us. Also, Andrew Klavan has a brand new book out. We'll be talking to him in the next hour of the program. So, look, I want to go to this audio. Hakeem Jeffries, who is the minority leader in the House, is going after all of you MAGA Republicans. Cut nine.
Extreme MAGA Republican agenda has nothing to do with the American people. They want to default on our debt, shut down the government, crash the economy, censure Democrats, and avoid holding their own members accountable. This is who they are.
Yeah, yes, yes, sir. Yes, we're talking about Rashida Tlaib, Mr. Jeffries, who called for genocide of the Israeli people. So, yes, I believe someone of her ilk should face censorship. Here is Congressman Andre Carson defending Rashida Tlaib. Got 10.
That criticism should not go without an attempt to understand her point of view, her position, where she comes from, the fact that she is Palestinian, the fact that she has seen injustice and inequity on her side.
All right, let's go to the phone lines, 844-747-8868. Paul in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Paul. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. I just called in to comment that if we let these people get away with doing this stuff to the Jewish race and let the transgenders get away with all this stuff and everybody else, then we're next. These people's not going to stop there. They're coming after us the way they twist everything up. And the American church is next because they hate them too. They hate us. I'm part of that. So people have got to vote in the right people, somebody with morals, that their understanding is not darkened like these people. I mean, it's amazing. So the church itself needs to rise up and vote and get into society and stop hiding behind the walls.
Yeah, well said, Paul. And again, the concern I have is the complacency. Is, you know, if it doesn't affect you, then you just mind your own business. But when you see the numbers of people marching in the streets who are anti-Semites, who are anti-Christian, that should alarm us all. Because after they're finished with the Jews, they're going to come after the Christians. I mean, it really is that simple.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. So the Christians need a wake-up call. They need something. They're going to start stomping our doors down, and they're also going to take our right to defend ourselves against it away. So if you defend yourself against something coming at you, then you're the one that's going to go to jail and get prosecuted instead of the one that's committing the crime against you.
That's it. And that's a fair point you raise. Paul, appreciate that call. Thank you for listening. This item from New York City, Manhattan, where a locally owned coffee shop, it's called it's Cafe Aron on the Upper East Side, and the owner is a supporter of Israel. I don't know whether he's Jewish or not. It doesn't matter. He supports Israel. And anyway, the staffers, the baristas, they used to call them waitresses back in the day, but anyway, the baristas all walked out and quit their jobs. This is a local coffee shop in Manhattan. And the staff, the young people, were enraged that he would support Israel. So they just walked out. I'm telling you, folks, our nation's public education system, they are turning out little Hitlers. Better do something about it. Better wake up, folks. Better wake up. But here's what's amazing. There are photographs. My good friend Carol Markowitz sent me a photograph here. There is a line literally around the block in New York City of people standing in line to get a cup of coffee to support this coffee shop. Is that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you fight back. That's how you do something. I think this is a pretty awesome thing. So if you're in New York City listening, head over to the Upper East Side and go to Cafe Aron, A-R-O-N-N-E, and get a cup of coffee. Or maybe just walk over and say, hey, we appreciate you. Thank you for doing what you're doing. Man, this is crazy. But absolutely, our nation's education system is churning out little Hitlers. That's what they're doing. And that's pretty despicable. All right, coming up, folks, we're going to be checking in. Looks like good voter turnout. I was just talking to our good friend Dalton Glasscock over in Wichita, Kansas. A lot of people heading the polls out there today. Of course, Dalton running for the city council, and we're very excited about that here on this program. Also, paying attention to what's happening in Ohio, a big abortion issue on the ballot there, and the big story out of Virginia, will voters embrace Governor Youngkin's agenda and give him more Republicans in the state house? That's going to be a big, huge issue. In Mississippi, there is a huge fight going on. George Soros sending money to take out Governor Tate Reeves, who is the Republican governor. So we're going to be checking in on that race. And also in Kentucky, where we're having a big gubernatorial race there. It's looking good. And by the way, tomorrow we will have full coverage of the Republican presidential debate. Not that it really matters anymore. As well as President Trump's massive rally in Miami that he's going to be holding. I think more people watch the Trump rally than that debate. But I got a question for you as we go to break. The situation in Iowa, where your governor, Kim Reynolds, very popular, but she said she was not going to pick sides. She was going to stay neutral. President Trump goes in and endorses her for re-election, and she turns around and she sticks it to the president. Do you think her endorsement of DeSantis is going to have an impact one way or the other? Got to take a break here, folks. This is the Todd Stern Show. We'll be right back.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's a American
Ride. Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So happy to have you with us today. And, of course, we also want to welcome all of our Newsmax 2 friends who are now joining us for the conversation. We've got a lot going on this hour of the program. Our good friend Andrew Klavan is going to be here. Andrew's got a brand new book out. And, of course, we're also going to be talking to him about the chaos in the culture right now. Our telephone number, 844-747-8868. Again, that telephone number is 844-747-8868. And we look forward to hearing from you this hour of the program. ToddStearns.com. That is our landing page. Lots of great content for you to check out there. And, of course, a lot of great free resources as well, our newsletter and our podcast. So in the last hour, I mentioned that our nation's public education system is literally churning out little Hitlers. And you've been seeing this in real time on many of our streets, many of our campuses across America. What happened in Washington, D.C. over the weekend is just bonkers crazy, folks. The only thing missing are the little tiny mustaches there, the little caterpillar mustaches. Otherwise, it's unbelievable what's happening. I want to go to the phones here. Tim in Morehead City, North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC, wants to weigh in on that. Hi, Tim. What you got for us?
Hey, Todd. Thank you for being there. Thank you for getting the word out. When you mentioned that earlier before the break, it just occurred to me, and it's really probably occurred to a lot of others than you, but somehow this has all been accomplished, and we've paid the bill for it. These young people that they go after underwater basket weaving and some useless sort of a major that they can do nothing with to earn a living, and then on top of that, turns out, they become little socialists, little Hitlers, and we've paid the bill.
It's, Tim, it's enough to drive anybody crazy, but you're absolutely right. We are funding our own demise. That's what's going on here. And you're right. Every single thing that's happening in those classrooms paid for with our tax dollars. And yet you've got a lot of, you really do have to wonder, Tim, what is it going to take for people to start paying attention to what's happening in those public school classrooms?
Well, and if I could, one more thing, I'd like our folks, our believers, our Christians out there. I know that in our local Baptist church, our pastor this past Sunday just did a wonderful job of presenting the need to pray for Israel, pray for the peace of Israel and Jerusalem. And we need to get our folks to go to their pastor. And if he hasn't given some time for the church to gather and to do that, if they need to ask the question, if not, then why not? And encourage their leadership. Let's pray for Israel.
Well said, Tim, and I appreciate that call. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Charlie in Gainesville, Georgia. Hi, Charlie. What's on your mind right now?
Well, I'm just struggling because I was brought up Republican, and as I became an adult, I got a little more liberal. But I'm, like, making the switch back to being more conservative because I'm watching all the anti-Semitism, which is everything my daddy taught me was wrong and evil. And it breaks my heart to see how our school systems are teaching our children to be anti-Semitic. And I've got two young children myself, and I'm planning on homeschooling them because of it.
Is that right? So this one issue compelled you to say, you know what, that's it. We're homeschooling the kids?
Not just that, all the school shootings and everything from parents that don't whoop their children, and believe time out is the answer. Your kids aren't afraid of what's going to happen if they get in trouble, if you just stick with time out, I'm not saying abuse your kids at all.
No. Look. This may be one of the only talk radio programs in America that believes in corporal punishment. It worked for a generation in the southern states when I was growing up, Charlie. And I can tell you, there's nothing wrong with a little fear of that belt or that hickory switch.
Oh, for me, it was a fly swatter growing up. A lot of people are like, you were abused. No, I was disciplined.
Oh, you got to watch out for the fly swatter.
yeah, that thing was vicious. But my mama had arthritis in her hands, so what can I do?
Oh, wow.
My daddy was a proud staff sergeant in the U.S. Army, and he taught me all these principles and beliefs that I still hold today. I mean, I still have, a few values that I would classify as democratic values, but more and more I'm getting back towards the conservative because I'm watching all this anti-Semitic stuff and school shootings and stuff, and it terrifies me. Terrifies me what my kids are going to go through.
Yeah, well, Charlie, I think you're right to be concerned, and I appreciate your call. And, folks, there was something that Charlie said that is important. is that she went through a journey. She went through a process. You were conservative, grew up in a conservative home. You graduate high school, you become a little liberal, maybe you sort of rebel against your upbringing. And then it's sort of like the circle of life. You come right back to those values that your parents try to instill in you as a child. And I think there's something to that. You know, so many times in the Republican and the conservative side, we're always wanting to elevate these young kids who are the next big movers and shakers, or maybe they have a massive TikTok audience. And that's all well and good. But the reality is a lot of these kids are still coming to terms with who they are as a person, who they are in their faith, who they are in their politics. And I would rather just sort of, you know, and again, it's not everybody that's like that, but you've got to give these kids some space to figure things out. And by and large, I've seen a lot of young people in my time that have gone to the liberal side, but they come right back to the conservative side. And I'm going to tell you exactly when that happens. And this happened a lot back when I was in New York working for the network. You'd hire all these kids, and they'd be production assistants or whatever, and they're excited just to be living in New York City. They get that first paycheck, and they look down at that paycheck, and they say, well, wait a second, who's FICA? And wait a second, why am I having to pay a New York City income tax? Why am I having to pay a New York State income tax? What's going on here? And it's at that moment that those kids, all of a sudden, those raging leftists become good American patriotic Republicans. It really is that simple. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Lakewood, California. John watching us on Newsmax 2. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
I wanted to talk about how the weapons got over to the Middle East. You remember when Biden let him go to from Afghanistan?
That's right.
And then Zelensky was even given weapons to the weapons that we sent to Zelensky. That was getting over there to the Middle East, to the terrorists. So it's a mess over there.
Well, it is a mess over there, John, and you're absolutely right. A lot of that weaponry, as a matter of fact, there was some video and some photographs of Hamas, the terrorist, actually utilizing American-made weapons. And people were wondering, well, how did that happen? All you have to do is look at what happened in Afghanistan and the hundreds of millions of dollars in our weaponry that was left behind because of the stupidity and the incompetence of Joe Biden.
That's how it happened. You're just stupid.
All right, John, appreciate that call, and thank you for listening. Folks, we got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stern Radio Program. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. There is a fascinating story coming out of Florida where President Trump is now beating Ron DeSantis by almost 40 points. It's really remarkable, folks, but you need to understand here, we're talking about Florida. The Sunshine State. We're talking about Florida, where Ron DeSantis is apparently the man. But according to TheHill.com, President Trump holding a 39-point lead over Ron DeSantis. This is according to a brand new poll published by the University of North Florida. Now, I want to share this information with you, and we'll go through these numbers. But about 60% of the respondents sided with Donald Trump, 21% for Ron DeSantis, and 6% for Nikki Haley. But in a head-to-head poll, Donald Trump leads Ron DeSantis 59-29%. The poll reflects the former president's monumental lead in the Republican primary, even though DeSantis remains popular in his home state. I have a very simple question for all of you Florida listeners out there and viewers on N2. What do you know that we don't about your governor? Why is it that in Florida, of all places, Ron DeSantis is struggling Why is it that Donald Trump has a 39-point lead over Ron DeSantis in Florida? 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to hear your thoughts on this, and then I'm going to share my theory with you a little bit later on in the program. I want to play some audio here. This is Ron DeSantis yesterday talking about Donald Trump, cut number five.
We've had a lot of great candidates that are running for office. I consider them friends. I've had the opportunity to campaign with them. I appreciate all of them stepping forward and putting their lives and their livelihoods on the line to have the opportunity to represent this country. But I have to take a look at everybody.
As somebody who's a leader, you should want people who are delivering big victories for their constituents, standing up for conservative values, which Kim has done. And it's almost like with Donald Trump, if you don't kiss the ring, you could be the best governor ever and he'll trash you.
Well, no. What happens is that Donald Trump expects just a smidge of loyalty. And I want you to understand something about Kim Reynolds, who I love. I think she's done a great job. She's been a great governor, one of the most pro-life governors, if not the most pro-life governor in the whole country. No doubt about that. But here's the reality. Donald Trump endorsed her for re-election. So she asked for and she received his endorsement. And what did she do? First of all, she said, I'm going to stay neutral. I'm not going to get involved. I'm not going to make a pick. Okay, fine. I can respect that. And I think Trump could respect that. But what happened? She turned around and it was very clear. Everybody knew what the governor was doing. Everybody knew that she was going to back Ron DeSantis. She ended up endorsing DeSantis over Donald Trump. So she stabbed the president in the back. I mean, it really is that simple. And when you do that to Donald Trump, he's not going to throw the first punch, but by golly, you better believe he's going to land the second. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Brenda in Elkton, Maryland. What's on your mind, Brenda?
Well, let me see. I have several things. One about the schools. I think, first of all, teachers need to just teach. They need to teach reading, arithmetic, history, social studies, even handwriting.
Brenda, the handwriting. You know, is it just me? Nobody knows how to write cursive anymore.
They don't. I have 8 grandkids from age 17 to age 4, and not a single one of them have handwriting. They, none of them know how to do anything but print.
Wow, that's unfortunate. Unless they're going to be doctors.
Well, until they actually start making kids work for something, you know, they started. When my kids were in ball years ago. They started the every kid play, every kid get a trophy. Kids have to work for what they want to appreciate the value at the end of it. There's no appreciation anymore. I mean, kids are killing parents. They're not listening to their parents. They're disrespecting their parents. That's what they're teaching our children to do.
Brenda,
disrespect your parents and you disrespect the people outside.
Oh, I'm getting some blowback here. How dare you? How dare you compare our sweet little school children to little Hitlers? Well, Brenda, take a look at what's happening and what's marching in our streets right now. These are very bad people. These kids have been brainwashed in our public schools.
Yep, they certainly are. You look at in the last 2.5 years, all of the illegal immigrants. I'll guarantee you that 95% of those illegal immigrants are the ones that are in this anti-Semitism stuff going on.
Brenda, no doubt about it. I have no doubt about it, and we appreciate you calling in, but you better believe that's what's coming across our border. The anti-Semites, the men from the Middle East of military age, big problem, big problem. I want to go to Titusville, Florida. Jackie is watching us on Newsmax. Hi, Jackie. How are you today?
I'm fine, Todd. How about yourself?
Jackie, what's going on with your governor down there? 39-point lead Trump has.
I got 3 words for you. Ron is no Don. That's it.
Wait, Ron is no Don. That's actually 4 words there, Jackie. But
oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
But that's great. You need to put that on a T-shirt.
That's what I've been thinking about, believe me. I've been living in Florida since I've been 12. I'm 67 years old. I've never seen anything like Ron DeSantis' disloyalty to somebody. And like you said, Donald Trump, don't go for that. And we're all Trump supporters in Titusville. We got a lot of Trump supporters around our area. But my problem right now is this southern border. They want me to pay taxes. They want me to abide by laws. Yet they got 20 million people marching into my country who have no allegiance to America. And you think I'm going to keep paying taxes to support these people? I think Americans need to wake up and stop giving the government money, because they can't do a damn thing unless they have money. And it's just totally disgusting. I'm worried about people popping out of the bushes that I don't know. The homelessness in Titusville is unbelievable. We got camps all around town. You don't know who's here, what they're doing, or who they are. And they're not vetting anybody. They're not checking anybody's real identity coming over the border. But yet they think we're going to keep sitting here paying for this. They're highly mistaken.
Well, Jackie, look, let me jump in here. And it's not just in Titusville. I was reading a piece yesterday from on San Francisco Valencia Street, which really used to be one of the most beautiful streets in San Francisco. Incredible restaurants, just a very vibrant area. And now it looks like something out of the Hunger Games. It is this dystopian society. And people are saying, you know, they're scratching their heads going, what happened? And the answer is very simple. You keep electing Democrats. What do you think is going to happen? Jackie, appreciate that call. Folks, hang tight. We're going to get to your calls, 844-747-8868. By the way, a reminder to head over to ToddStearns.com. That is our landing page. And I want you to do two things, especially welcome to all of our great Newsmax listeners and viewers. Sign up for our free newsletter. You're going to get two newsletters from me every day, a morning edition and an evening edition, filled with all sorts of exclusive content. And you'll also be able to sign up for all 3 hours of our radio program. So you're gonna want to do that. And again, free of charge. We don't want to charge you folks for that, but we do want you to buy my books. And you can do that as well by going to our awesome store. All of that happening at ToddStearns.com. All right, stick around, everybody. We've got Andrew Klavan coming up and Winsome Sears, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. She's going to be here as well. Well, all right. Welcome, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns radio program, and we are very honored to be simulcasting this hour of the show on Newsmax 2. Hope you're doing great, and welcome to all of our Newsmax viewers across this great nation. Our telephone number is 844-747-8868. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and welcome a great guest, a good friend of this program. You have seen his incredible show over at the Daily Wire, and of course has an incredible book out, a great novel called The House of Love and Death. We're going to be talking about that in just a moment. Andrew Klavan joining us. Hi, Andrew. How are you today?
I'm good. It's great to be here, Tom. Thanks.
You know, before we jump into the book, I wanted to get your take on what's happening out in not just California, but really all over the country, where we've been watching this rise of anti-Semitism, Andrew. And now they're reporting from some out in California that before this elderly Jewish man was killed at this protest, people on the other side were chanting Allahu Akbar.
Yeah, well, listen, anti-Semitism, which is, they call it the oldest hatred, and it is the oldest hatred because it's a religious phenomenon. People try to explain it away. They say people hate Jews because they're successful. But in Russia, that wasn't true. The Jews were very poor, but they were still despised and murdered. They say that they hate Jews because they won't fit in. But in Germany, they did everything they could to assimilate and be typical Germans. They were still massacred. People hate Jews because they hate God. They hate Jews because they're the people of the book, the people who brought us the Bible, the people who, through Jesus Christ, spread an idea of God through the West and through the entire world in some sense. And people want to get rid of it, and they want to get rid of it by getting rid of the Jews. And you see it, it rises up on the right and the left, but on the left right now, the animosity toward God is something you see all over the place. And the attacks, the hysterical attacks on Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House, just the absolute panic that arises when anybody mentions God in a public context, the way he was expelled from schools and so forth. This has been coming for a long time. I've been looking for it for a long time, and I'm terribly sad to see it, but it's not surprising.
Well, I'm with you, and I was incredibly surprised by the numbers. That's what got me, Andrew. I thought I've had a pretty good read on the culture all these years, but to see that many people that are just deluded, they're delusional. Maybe they've been indoctrinated in their classrooms. But we have a big problem in this country, and I'm glad you pointed out Speaker Johnson, because it really is the same narrative, right? KJP, right. People were raising the issues. You know, they're putting the babies in the ovens, and she says Islamophobia. And then you've got them basically saying on the left that Speaker Johnson is worse than Hamas.
Yeah, well, that's right. And I mean, look, all of this is one thing, in my opinion. Over a year ago, I was talking to my wife about this thing that this wonderful phrase they have, gender care, you know, the transgender care, where they take a child in and they basically butcher his body into a costume of the opposite sex. And the idea that the president of the United States was supporting this by executive order, that the newspapers and the all the news outlets were telling us we were bigots if we were opposed to this. I looked at that and I said, when that kind of evil rises, it's only a short time until they start killing Jews. Because when you are doing evil, you are actually assaulting a creation. I don't mean to sound like a preacher. I'm not a preacher. I'm just saying this is what people do when they are at war with creation, their creator. And it always comes down to this kind of murderous behavior, and it's always directed at the Jews. And I just think, you know, we have let this go on too long. Some of us on the right have kind of fallen into this materialistic idea. We've told young people that everything can be solved by free trade and by capitalism. And no, it can't. I mean, we have to have a set of values, and that set of values is part of a moral order. And this is what kind of we've all turned against. And it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking to see it in America that not 20, 30 years ago was basically a beacon to the world, and now is just an absolute shame. And the people, the wise people in Europe are saying that. They're saying too long, we've taken ideas from America too long, and now we don't want them. We're handing them back. And I don't blame them. It's embarrassing.
Andrew Klavan is on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today, has an incredible new book out called The House of Love and Death, A Cameron Winter Mystery. Now, the book came out October 31st. Do you enjoy writing in the fiction genre, Andrew? Is that a favorite for you?
Yeah, that's where I started. That's what I've been doing most of my life. I've been a crime writer most of my life. And one of the things I just love exploring is, you know, the idea of how people can behave in the midst of evil, you know, the kind of thing that we've just been talking about. This is my latest series, The Cameron Winter Mysteries. This is the third book, The House of Love and Death. And it's just about a guy, Cameron Winter, who has been a bad guy in the past and now is striving to become a better man, a good man in an America that's kind of unraveling. And the question is, how do you act well in a world that's going bad? And I think that I can explore those questions better through fiction than I can in political, non-fictional talk, because it's not a question of preaching. It's a question of experience. And that's what a novel is. It's an artistic experience. And I think that's the best way to look at human life, is you get a full picture of it that way.
A dear friend of mine, Lynette Eason, is a great Christian murder mystery writer. And she's the her husband is a youth pastor. So she's the wife of a youth pastor. And I read her books, Andrew, and it terrifies me, because the way she concocts these incredible murder scenes, this sweet, lovely, you know, pastor's wife. I'm like, what is going on in that head?
it is true, I guess. But, you know, we all have that darkness in us. And I think that good writers can bring that stuff up in a way that challenges us with the stuff that's in our own hearts, and how we're going to deal with it, and how we're going to walk through the world, a mean world, and not become mean ourselves.
Well, I wish you nothing but the best, and it's a great book, folks. You saw it up on the screen. Get yourself a copy of it wherever you buy your books. The House of Love and Death, a Cameron Winter mystery, already in bookstores. Andrew, what else are you working on?
Well, I'm working on the next book in the series, the next book in the Cameron Winter series, and I'm writing some nonfiction as well. I've been writing nonfiction about the way, the things we can learn about religion through great literature, which has just kind of been an obsession of mine. So I wrote a book called The Truth and Beauty about that, and I'm working on a new one now.
Fantastic. Well, Andrew, we always appreciate you coming on the program. Congrats on the new book.
Thanks very much. It's great talking to you.
All right. Andrew Klavan, everybody. And you can also read all of his great work over at The Daily Wire. And by the way, folks, we actually have a copy of The House of Love and Death to give away. And we'll do that a little bit later on in the program. Right now, though, I want to go to the phone lines here, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Janice in New Jersey, watching us on Newsmax. Hi, Janice. What's on your mind today?
Hey, buddy. Hello?
Hi there, Janice. You're on the air.
Oh, good. I want to make a couple comments, starting with the fact that the root of this whole problem in this country at this point is that we're no longer a Judeo-Christian country. And, I mean, it's in the Constitution, you know, for one thing, and it was founded on that. And the second thing I wanted to bring out is I am so tired of hearing Biden described as a weak president. I mean, that man has been extraordinary on ruining this country. I don't think he's weak. I think he's just really good at following the direction of his communist and Marxist and socialist buddies. And I think he's done a hell of a job at it. And I think that I just am so excited to the fact that he has a whole year and a half to finish the job. It makes me furious.
Janice, let me say this. It was John Adams, our second president, said our nation's Constitution is wholly inadequate for anyone other than a moral and religious people. You nailed it, Janice. You're absolutely right. When you take God out of the equation, the whole thing falls apart. Appreciate that call, and thank you for listening. Let's go to Ray in Michigan. Hi, Ray. What's on your mind?
Well, you brought up that Florida topic down there and why the state's not liking him so much. He did pass a red flag law, and while it's all good and well, while Republicans or conservatives have office, it don't take much for a Democrat to change it now that the law's there to make a few amendments.
Well, Ray, here's my take on the Second Amendment, and I know we're sort of introducing ourselves over the next couple of months to our great friends at Newsmax, but here's my philosophy. We have a Second Amendment. We have a God-given right to bear arms and a constitutionally protected right to bear arms. Oh, we don't need any more laws on the books, Ray. All we need to do, we need to enforce the laws that are already on the books, and if we did that, we'd be just fine. But nobody wants to do that. They're wanting to, and you can never appease the anti-gun crowd because their end goal is to completely disarm the United States of America, and we just can't have that happen, ladies and gentlemen. The reason is very simple. Because when you take away the guns, you better believe they're going to take away every other right you've got, folks. That's the way it works. Ray, appreciate that call. Folks, we're going to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio program. Just a reminder about Newsmax Plus. It is finally here, and this is pretty exciting stuff, folks. Millions of people are now watching Newsmax for the best on cable news, and Newsmax is now expanding with Newsmax Plus. It includes all of the great Newsmax shows, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, Greg Kelly, Eric Bolling. They're all on Newsmax Plus, and you get incredible analysis from good people like Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and Kerry Lake. No one covers President Trump like Newsmax. You'll be able to watch the big rally tomorrow on Newsmax. Nobody asks the tough questions about Joe Biden like Newsmax. Newsmax Plus is fighting for you. So here's what we want you to do, courtesy of the Todd Starnes Radio program. We want you to take a free test drive with Newsmax Plus. All you have to do is go to newsmaxplus.com. That's NewsmaxPlus.com. And it takes just a few moments. You can sign up for this awesome free trial. You are going to love Newsmax Plus. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. Let's go to Greenville, South Carolina. What a beautiful city. Paul is hanging out with us today. Hi, Paul. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks a lot. It is a beautiful city. Oh, I just wanted to call. See, I'm an older man, so I remember things. But I just listened. I picked up on Newsmax 2 here. They got rid of the other Newsmax. Unfortunately, I'm retired, so I won't get it. I don't have cable, you know. But anyway. It's, and I heard some of your callers calling up, one lady, about how they're forcing all the transgender things on kids. But you got to remember, way back in the 80s or whenever, when I had children, how they would go to school, and they started back then telling. You know, this has been a build-up for over years.
True.
Of how you should turn in your parents, you should do this, say that, you know what I mean? Tell us what they're doing so we can screw you. You know, oh, it's, I'm sorry. But anyway, or screw your parents, I should say. But anyway, I would just, you know, been curious about, and I see how you people on Newsmax, too, you let people call in. I call him Joe Slob American. You know, really, hear what they have to say, not what your expert commentators always have to say, because who commentator, expert, what are you talking about? Have you ever seen the show Meet the Depressed? I mean, Meet the Press.
Well, I try not to, Paul. Look,
you will be.
Well, Paul, let me jump in here. And that's the reason, you know, that we have a caller-driven show, is that we believe that the American people should have a place to have their say. It's something that Rush Limbaugh did, and I really respect Rush for doing that, opening up the phone lines and having the conversation with regular Americans. That's what this is all about, and that's what Newsmax 2 is all about. So we welcome everybody here, the regular Joes of America, regular Joes and Janes of America. So, Paul, give us a holler back one of these days. Let's go to Florida. Jeanette hanging out with us. Hi, Jeanette. What's on your mind today?
Oh, God. Well, it's not an original thought, but I thought I would pass it on. On my Facebook the other night, I had seen something that really kind of hit at the core. It has to do with voting and what, you know, we know is coming and what happened the last time.
Well, Jeanette, the issue with what happened last time is that we, the people, didn't get out and engage in the process. You know, we've got to get out there and we've got to make sure that we are doing our part as good citizens. And I'm a big follower of the late great preacher Adrian Rogers, who said that we are to be civil lambs, not silent lambs. And that means we've got to engage the political process by volunteering on election day to be watchers at those ballot boxes and the election locations. So we have a responsibility to do as conservatives. And I think if we're able to get out there and engage the process, we are going to be able to win on election day. I have no doubt about that. Jeanette, appreciate that call. Let's go to Alan in Tampa Bay, Florida. Hi, Alan. I know you want to talk about Obama. What you got for us?
Hey, Todd. First of all, I feel like it's 1987, and I'm hearing Rush Limbaugh for the first time. You espouse exactly what I feel, and I'm so glad to have found you, sir. So first of all, thank you for your program.
Mega dittos, Alan. Mega dittos.
I am a proud descendant of one of the founding fathers from Pennsylvania. His best friend was Benjamin Franklin, Benjamin Rush. And I think he'd be turning over in his grave right now. But we all know what's going on here. And I've got a comment and a question for you. This is all Obama. If you remember when Obama started running for president, we couldn't say his full name. Do you remember that?
You mean Barack Hussein Obama?
Right. We couldn't say Barack Hussein because it would be evident he's a Muslim, which he is. I have a question for you. The common thread here with the destruction of our voting process, with gender identity and all of that, is the destruction of our great country. My question is, why do they want to destroy us? What's in it for them?
Alan, it's a great question, and I'll do my best to answer it in the few moments that we have left, and maybe we can pick up on this conversation tomorrow. But the answer is very simple. They want to destroy our republic, and they want to create something new. We see this play out with the Taliban when they invade countries. The Muslims, they go in and they literally turn the history, the museums, into rubble, and they build their own sort of utopia on top of the ruins of the old society. And I think that's what's happening here. The pandemic, going back to the China virus pandemic, my greatest concern was not the pandemic. It was how willing our fellow citizens were to give up our constitutional rights for the sake of feeling secure. So we've got a big problem in this country, and I believe that we're going to be able to rebound, but we cannot go down this path, and that path is leading to socialism, communism, their next-door neighbors in a zero-lot-line neighborhood, to be honest with you, Alan. So there's really not much wiggle room, not much difference there. But that's ultimately what I believe is going on here. But the greatest concern is when the churches allowed themselves to be shut down by the government. That is a red flag. That's the canary in the coal mine, and it happened during the pandemic. And that tells me that we have a weakened church in America. And as a result of that, we could have some big problems down the road. All right, folks, that got to skedaddle. We're getting ready for the Newsmax TV show. If you're watching us on Newsmax, don't go anywhere. Those of you listening to us on the radio, go check out our Newsmax show. It's coming up next. Folks, it's been a lot of fun today. You get out there and you be good America.